On your radio.
On your phone.
Online.
And here.
Play KMFM
from KM Media Group.
With news you can trust.
News for Kent at 1. Tom Crosdell.
Rescuers and volunteers are still searching for a six-year-old boy who fell into a river in Kent on Saturday. But police say it's unlikely they'll find Lucas Dobson alive. He went into the Stour near Sandwich while he was on a fishing trip with his family. Hundreds of people have spent the weekend looking for him. Nathan's among them. He's told KMFM he's been using his drone.
Just trying to see if I can spot anything that other people aren't able to see. I mean, if you're down at water level, there's only so much you can see. Obviously, there's only so much people can see from the banks. But yeah, I'm just trying to help. I've been taking it home and watching it back at home because there's a 4K Ultra HD camera on it. So when you get it on a big screen, you can see everything. I think the attitude is the more eyes there are out there looking, the more chance there was for somebody to spot something. And the hope was that he'd maybe crawled out somewhere and he was holed up on a bank or clinging to a tree even, or maybe he'd even got out to someone's garden or something.
Well, Lucas's family have put a video out online of him dancing.
What's it up, man? What the hell are you doing?
You can see it at kentonline.co.uk.
KMFM News.
Nearly £150,000 has now been raised for the family of a police officer killed on duty. PC Andrew Harper was dragged along by a vehicle while investigating a burglary in Berkshire on Thursday. Detectives have been given more time to question the 10 people they've arrested on suspicion of his murder. Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn says he'll do everything he can to stop a no-deal Brexit. It's after government documents leaked to a paper said there could be food and medicine shortages if we leave the EU without an agreement. They also said there could be chaos at ports like Dover. James Hookhams from the Tunbridge Wells-based Freight Transport Association, which represents lorry firms, he says he didn't realise just how bad things could get.
FTA's been contributing to government discussions about contingency planning for no deal almost since the referendum. So we've been quite pessimistic at times about what could happen. There are some very, very serious challenges. But I have to say I was quite surprised by just how bad the government thought it could get in its official assessment.
Well, the man in charge of planning for a no deal, Michael Gove, said the documents were talking about a worst case scenario.
KMFM News.
One in seven 5-year olds hasn't yet been fully immunised against MMR. Public Health England is warning parents they're putting children at unnecessary risk by not getting the vaccine. Some campaigners encourage mums and dads to avoid booking their kids in, and Dr. Raj Patel from NHS England says that's worrying.
Parents are being informed that the vaccine is in some way unsafe for their child, that the vaccine is harmful for their immune system, and none of that is actually true at all. We think we've probably prevented nearly 5,000 deaths in the last 50 years.
400 new homes could be coming to Maidstone. The council also wants offices, shops and a health centre on the land next to Maidstone East Station, but they say the plan's in its very early stages. Separately, a petition against plans for 1,200 new homes in Rainham has been handed in to the company behind them. Developers also want to build a school, care home and village hall on land off Pump Lane, but campaigners say they're worried about the impacts the work would have on the environment. Isla Hewitt signed the petition. She's told KMFM what they hope to achieve from it.
AC Gotham on their website state that they have an obligation as custodians of the countryside to make a positive difference in everything that they do. And we would just like to understand why removing hundreds and hundreds of trees, building on green sites or good agricultural land, would actually be a positive difference to the local area.
Police are trying to work out if any crime's been committed after a crash near Tunbridge Wells. A car went into a telegraph pole on the A21 at Lamberhurst on Saturday night. No one was too badly hurt. And the first couple from this year's series of Love Island have split up. Chris says it's because he and Harley have both been really busy.
KMFM Sport.
With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
Cricket, and it's day two of Kent's County Championship match against Essex at Canterbury. At lunch, the hosts are on 211 for 9 in their first go with the bats. Meantime, Kent's Joe Denley should feature for England in the third Ashes test at Headingley this week. England have named an unchanged squad to take on Australia, who lead the series 1-0. And Man U will look to join Liverpool and Arsenal on 6 points in the Premier League when they visit Wolves tonight. But United lost at Molineux in the League and FA Cup last season. Midfielder Scott McTominay says everyone at the club is aiming for some silverware.
Anything less than trophies is a disappointment, and I'm sure that the players and the staff will reiterate that as well, and we really have to go to nail down a few different trophies, and the ones that we are in, I feel like for us as a whole, trophies are the goal this year.
And the latest next updates at 2.